Hi, welcome to a very special Halloween bonus episode of Big Fat Positive. On this very special bonus episode, we are going to do some check-ins about what we are doing for Halloween. We are going to have a new special segment called ESP on BFP, where we consult a spooky source to give you some predictions about your future. And we'll close with some special Halloween BFPs. Let's get started. Hey, Shauna.
Hi. Or should I say hell? Low.
Whoa, spooky. Oh my goodness. So we are doing this very special bonus episode because it's Halloween time.
Yes.
It's spooky season, and it's a weird spooky season because we're all still more or less in quarantine to varying degrees, depending on, you know, what your life is like and what country you live in. But it's a different Halloween. So we wanted to talk about what we were going to do this year to try to make Halloween special and just sort of see what we're doing this year.
Yeah.
And I want to say that if you're not caught up with the show, I think it'd still be okay to listen to this episode. Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
There might be minor spoilers, but nothing terrible. So. But yeah. So, Shauna, I want to hear what your plans are for Halloween, because we actually haven't even talked about it, like, just as friends.
No. No, we haven't. Well, for us this year, the big thing, trick-or-treating is out. In LA, they did this weird thing about a month ago where they were like, trick-or-treating is outlawed this year, and everyone just lost their shit. Yeah. I mean, the mom's boards were blowing up. And I don't know what made LA reverse their decision, but now it's just strongly discouraged,
yes,
but not like outlawed or forbidden. Or
yeah, there were all these headlines like, Halloween is canceled, no trick-or-treating, it's banned in LA County. And then like, a couple hours later, it was like, no. It was, it's just strongly discouraged.
Yeah. Which didn't really calm the mom boards. I mean, people are really upset about this, rightly so. Halloween's a big deal for a lot of people. But for me, my kids are still young, and so it's not too much of a loss. It's been fun to trick-or-treat the last couple of years. There's some streets near us that really go all out. But I've just kind of not mentioned it too much to Elle. And Cece doesn't even have a concept of what it is, so that's fine. But I do want to make the day special, so I've come up with some ideas, and here is what we're going to do instead of trick-or-treating, because our personal choice is we don't want to go out and just be around so many people and stuff. So we are going to have a haunted Halloween Easter egg hunt. Glow-in-the-dark Easter egg hunt.
Ooh.
Yeah, the idea is I got a bunch of, like, plastic Easter eggs, and I got tiny little glow sticks, which I didn't even know existed. Yeah. They're like an inch long.
I did not know that existed either.
And so I'm gonna, yeah, it's very cool. So I'm gonna put one in each egg and a little piece of candy or a little trinket toy, because I don't want them to have too much candy, and hide about 50 or 100, I don't remember how many eggs came with the package, just hide them all around, maybe after dark, so they glow. And just have a party at home. And that's going to be like the main thing. Maybe some pumpkin carving. We've got a ton of decorations this year. My mom is planning to come into town that weekend.
Fun.
Oh my God, I haven't seen her. I know, forever. So she's quarantining right now for 2 weeks. Going to get a test. And her partner, the kid's pop is doing the same thing. And they're going to come out and be with us. And we're all going to dress up and have a family party.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm so glad your mom is coming to visit. It's been too long.
Oh, I know. It's way too long. I'm just over the moon that I finally get to see her. So we're both just like crossing our fingers that nothing goes wrong in the next couple weeks to kind of break the quarantine or whatever, so that we can see each other.
Yeah, I think you guys will be fine. I mean, we've done it this long, right? Come on. It's 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing that's kind of out for us this year that has always been a big thing is pumpkin patch. You know, there's lots of pumpkin patches around LA where you can go and pick a pumpkin, and they have activities, bounce house, maze, you know, concession stands, and it's so fun. I love it. And some of the pumpkin patches are still operating, but it's just like a patch of pumpkins. Like, all that fun stuff is kind of nixed this year, from what I understand. And so we're just not going to do that either. And so, Laura, I've transformed my backyard, well, at least part of my backyard, into a haunted pumpkin patch for my kids.
I need to see a picture of this.
Yeah, you do. We got some inflatable Halloween things. I put a huge spider web and like little stretchy spider webs, and we have scarecrows, and I'm setting up like a pumpkin patch-esque photo op corner where I'm gonna still take my fall photos of my kids. And it's just a do-it-yourself DIY Halloween this year.
Wow, you're really doing it. Like, I'm I went to the garden store recently to get some plants, and I saw they had pumpkins, and I got too many pumpkins. That was like my extent. But, you know, my toddler, that was good enough for him. Like, I handed him two of those little perfectly, like, toddler-sized pumpkins, and he was just stoked. You know, that was all he needed.
So. That's so cute. I love how easy they are to please at that age. Actually, that's not true. They just say no to everything. What am I talking about? But I'm glad he loves that. That's awesome.
But they do love new things. Like, it was like, new toy. It's a pumpkin, but it's a new toy. Mm-hmm. You're running around going, pumpkin, pumpkin.
Oh, that's so cute. We got some pumpkins, and Elle immediately took out markers and just like drew all over them, and it's her new art canvas. So it's been fun in our house. And then as far as costumes go, both of the girls are going to be lions. Elle has been obsessed with lions. I think like she was a lion in a past life. She's so fierce and ferocious, and we all know Cece is too. So yeah. It's like big lion and little lion, and they're so cute. Oh, can I play? Cece's been practicing her roar. Can I play it for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah! Wow, that's a good one. Let me hear you roar like a lion. Ooh, that's a good one. Let me hear you.
Oh, my God, so cute. Is that both of them?
Yeah, there was Elle was in there, you know, she likes to show off her roar too, but Cece's so cute. It's like she's like looks at you and gets intense and goes, yeah. And it's just, I love hearing it. And with this little costume with a big furry mane all around her tiny face, I'm just like, oh my God.
I can't wait so to see cute. That. I love little kids mm-hmm. and little toddlers in costumes. I mean, babies in costumes is really top notch, but you got to work with mm-hmm. what you have at the time. So,
yeah, exactly. And on that same note about costumes, you know, 4-year-olds are so funny. They change their mind like the wind. So I spent all this money on lion costume. She's been wearing it almost every day. And then the other day she's like, I don't want to be a lion. I want to be a skunk. Like, oh my gosh, you know. And Steve and I had been talking about us being lions too. So we're like a family of lions. Mm-hmm. So I heard this and I'm like, okay, well, what should I be for Halloween then? And thinking maybe she'll say lion or at least like a skunk, so we could all be skunks. Uh-huh. And out of nowhere, she's like, a turtle. I'm like, okay, weird, but all right. And then I'm like, what about daddy? What should he be? And she looks at him and she's like, a piece of cardboard. I don't think we're going to follow her ideas on that one.
Yeah.
Although that would be pretty funny. It'd be a cheap costume. We have plenty of cardboard.
It would be a super, I mean, I'm sure you have lots of boxes around from all your deliveries. So you could be a cardboard family.
We could. Oh, cheap and easy. But I'll probably just be a unicorn because that's what I had last year and it's still sitting in my closet.
Yeah, so. I'm all about reusing those costumes. When I was younger, I was all about like every year I have to be so creative. And now I'm just like, mm-hmm. what do I have that I can throw on?
And that unicorn costume is so cozy. It's like a big jammy onesie. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of been looking forward to wearing it all year, like having a reason to wear it.
I feel like you should just wear it for the next few weeks. Just
why not?
It's Halloween season. It's not like you're going anywhere. Yeah. Plus, when you show up on your Zoom meetings for work, everyone would, you know, take notice.
Maybe I'll just change into it right now and record the rest of this episode in my unicorn costume.
Good idea.
So those are our plans for the upcoming holiday. What about you? What do you guys have on your docket besides too many pumpkins?
too many pumpkins. Well, I did also make a pumpkin pie that day that I went. I went to the store and they had like pie pumpkins, and I love making pumpkin pie from like fresh pumpkin or butternut squash. Usually I actually do butternut squash because it's actually better. It's better than using real pumpkin. But I bought a sugar pumpkin and I made a pumpkin pie. So I felt like that kind of got me in the spirit. But yeah. So our plan for actual Halloween is the group of moms from my mommy and me class, the cohort of families that we started with when our babies were like 2 months old. We're all still on a WhatsApp together, and you know, it's kind of expanded and shrunk. Like, people have left, but people have rejoined, and we're a really great group, and all of us obviously have kids that are like within a month of age of each other. And so one of the moms in the group had a great idea to do a like socially distanced trunk or treat. You know what a trunk or treat is? I mean, it's basically, I've never done one, but it's pretty self-explanatory. It's where you trick or treat from people's, you know, the back of people's cars, basically, in a parking lot.
Are you going to decorate your trunk? Okay. Like, open it up so- and put spooky stuff.
So the mom who organized it, she was all gung-ho about it. She was like, oh, we could have like a little competition for who has the best design and all this stuff. And all the other moms were like, no. We were all like, we don't have time for that shit. We all love the idea of it, but I was like, I think my limit is going to be getting us all in a costume, showing up on time, and having all of our like candy ready to give out. Like, that's basically what I think I
can
handle.
That's asking a lot.
Yeah. So, and I think that's kind of how everyone else felt. And maybe I'll put some like orange streamers or something. I'll probably get into the spirit, you know, right before.
Yeah, I think you could do something easy. Buy like a, I don't know, a door, you know, decoration and just hang it from the top of your trunk or
something.
Might do that.
We have a, you know, crossover SUV, so it's pretty easy to, you know, it has a hatchback, so it's pretty easy to decorate that area. So yeah, I'll probably do something like that, but I haven't really thought that far ahead. I did think ahead and get us a costume, though, a family costume.
Oh, what is it?
Which is, we're going to be a little basketball family, basketball themed costume.
Cute.
We are Lakers fans. I'm, you know, I'm a casual fan. My husband is a, you know, diehard, lifelong Los Angeles Lakers fan. I mean, he lives and breathes the Lakers. It's really, they're really important to him. And they won the championship this year. So it was a big deal in our house and everyone was happy. And, you know, my toddler, he now like will point at the TV if basketball's on and go, basketball. And he likes playing with the basketball. And I'm actually today going to go pick up a $5, you know, used toddler basketball hoop from another mom in the mom's group because he just loves it so much. So I had this idea. I was like, we should do something basketball themed. And I found a like maternity t-shirt that makes my belly a big ball, like big basketball with a little net that goes around it.
Oh my
God, adorable. I'm going to be like the basketball hoop. And then I got Corey a like ref shirt and a whistle. And then my little guy is gonna be LeBron James. I got him a LeBron jersey. So you know, he's just gonna wear his LeBron jersey and Lakers colored basketball shorts, and that's it. So
cute.
So I thought that was pretty easy. It'll be comfy, and I didn't have to like go all out with makeup or anything. And also, you know, he can wear the LeBron jersey afterwards too, which is nice because they're not cheap, man. Like,
oh really?
Yeah, they're all licensed.
This isn't a knockoff LeBron that you
I don't know for sure because the one I got was cheaper than the other ones I was able to find. There were some that were like $80. I was like, I am not buying my toddler
for
an $80
$80
thing. So but luckily I was able to find one at Amazon for about half that. So we are, which is still a lot for a like toddler shirt, but you know, I'm having another one, so it'll get double use, I guess.
There you go.
So that's our costume, and we're just going to go. And so the way the trunk or treat's going to work is all the adults are going to be masked and socially distant, or, you know, physically distanced or whatever. And then we're going to like individually wrap like treats, you know, so we're not like touching the treat directly, I guess. And so it'll just be easy to like hand them over sort of at arm's length. quickly and not, you know, have
you your... You can use your reacher grabber.
I was thinking I could use my reacher grabber.
Just like when you get a COVID test, they like exactly. hand it to you from so far away.
Exactly. So, but I think that'll be fun and it's going to be outdoors.
Where are you guys doing it?
Well, this is part of the problem. We're going to find a parking lot, but we're having trouble figuring out exactly where. So, but we're going to find a parking lot somewhere and do it. We'll probably, hopefully we don't get kicked out in the middle of it. But yeah, so that's our big plan. And then I think I'm going to go do one sort of thematic holiday thing, which is Descanso Gardens, which is like a local botanical garden near us that I've talked about before. Is like decorating for Halloween, and we're members. And so they just have like a ton of pumpkins around. They have like a pumpkin house. And I've gone during the quarantine, and it seems very safe. It's very easy. Everyone has to wear masks. You know, all the kids above the age of 2 have to wear masks, and people are very respectful about keeping distance, and it's outdoors and all that stuff. So I feel safe going. And so we're going to go, you know, to get a few pumpkin photo ops. And let my my guy run around and look at pumpkins. So, yeah,
that sounds fun.
But anyway, that is what I'm doing for this spooky season. Oh, I did want to say, my mom sent him this little dog that has like a witch's hat on it and like a cape. And when you press the dog's foot, it sings a song. It sings like a Halloween song. And it projects like... It projects words onto a little fan in front of it. Have you seen these things? It's so hard to describe.
I have no idea.
It has this little plastic fan. Yeah, it has this little plastic fan in front, and it has like little LED lights on it. And when the fan spins, it like project. It can like have words and stuff spelled out. So it spells out like Happy Halloween and spooky and like little pumpkins as the dog dances and sings. And and my guy loves it, absolutely loves it. But so we'll start reading the letter, you know, what comes up. So it says like Happy Halloween and it says spooky. So now he just will randomly be like spooky.
Oh, yeah.
And he said Happy Halloween. So yeah, so he's getting into the spirit, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But anyway, that's about it around here. Should we take a break and come back with our very new, very spooky, very special segment?
I think we should. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Alo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Alo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Alo Moves has to offer, visit alomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Alo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's alomoves.com, code BFP. alomoves.com, code BFP.
We are back, and we have a very special Halloween segment for you. We call it ESP with BFP. Laura, I think you need to tell us a little bit about how this segment came to be.
Yeah, I think I do. Okay, so a couple months ago, I woke up and texted you immediately because I had had a very vivid pregnancy dream that we had recorded a new segment for the show where we answer questions using a magic eight ball to provide guidance. And It was one of those things where in the dream, I was like, this is a genius segment. Like, why haven't we thought of this before? And then I woke up and I thought, well, there are limits to the segment, but I'm still going to text Shauna and tell her about this new segment idea I literally dreamed up. Mm-hmm. And you were like on board. You were like,
well,
yes.
I think you said, I don't think this is a good idea. I don't think we should do this. And I was like, no, you're wrong. We definitely need to do this.
Yeah, I was like, this is not an actual suggestion. I just want to tell you about this weird ass dream I had. And you were like, I am going to go onto my Buy Nothing group right now and find out if anyone has a magic eight ball for us to borrow.
And they did. I have one in my hands.
And I have a magic eight ball app in my hand. So we asked our listeners if they had any yes or no questions to ask our oracle, which turns out to be the magic eight ball. But stay with us. We decided that this is a good Halloween-themed segment, right? Mm-hmm. Asking the spirits, asking the powers that be these questions that we all have looming. So, and you guys delivered. We got so many questions. We're going to try to read as many of them as possible.
And I have questions. Laura, do you have some questions for the 8-ball too?
I have like 2 questions. Okay, I might come up with some more. But yeah, I have a few questions. I have to say that I am a person who I don't love I love playing with them as kids, but I don't like the idea of leaving any big questions up to chance. So I don't know. I don't know how much I can, even though my subconscious came up with this idea, I don't know how much I can like open myself up to it. So maybe as we start answering these other questions, I'll get flowing and I'll have some more to ask.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Everyone knows what a magic 8-ball is, right?
Oh, maybe people don't. I mean, maybe it's like an American thing that not everyone knows about. Do you want to describe it? Since you're holding a physical one in your hand?
Yes. It's about the size of a grapefruit. It looks like an 8-ball from the game pool, right? I don't know
billiards.
Why. I did look up the history of it, and it was invented in like the 40s, actually, as a fun Oracle game or whatever. And you shake it. It's like filled with water. And on the underside, it has a window, a clear little window. And inside this water and behind the window is almost, I don't know what it is, like little dice or pyramid or something inside that has answers written on it. And they're basically different forms of yes or no or maybe answers. And so you ask a question of the 8-ball and then you give it a shake and you turn it over and you look and see what answer appears through the window.
Yes, that is a very good description of the magic 8-ball.
Yes.
And I have an app called...
And I have an app.
My app was a free app called Cornelian, which I downloaded on my iPhone. So we'll see. Maybe one will be more accurate than the other. We'll see. Hey, look. And also, we are not responsible for these answers. It is the Magic 8-Ball.
Yes. Disclaimer, Laura and I have no magic powers that I know
Speak
of.
Speak for yourself. I dreamed up this segment and now it's a reality.
That's true. That is pretty magical. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to start with my first pretty lame question, okay?
Okay.
My question is, should I splurge and upgrade to a king-size bed?
Well, I know my answer. Let's see what the 8-ball says. Very doubtful.
Oh, interesting.
Interesting. The 8-ball wants you to stay close and cozy with your husband. What size do you have now?
A queen-size bed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I have a lot of pillows. It's getting cramped. And we got a tax refund that we were going to earmark for it. But now I'm like, if we're going to move, we might move. Mm-hmm. So if we move, I don't want to like spend money on a king size bed. And what if the new place we get, it's too big for the room? So
I hear you.
I guess the magic 8-ball has spoken. Okay, what's your first question?
My first question is, will I get to send my kids back to preschool and daycare within the next year?
Like within the 20, end of 2021?
By this time next year.
By this time next year. Okay, let's see. Yes.
Fingers crossed. Yes. Thank God. I mean, I'd like it to happen sooner, but I don't know. We'll see. Oh, my gosh. Okay, good. Because I just really don't want to do Zoom classes. I really, really don't.
All right. Well, I'll ask my follow-up question since it's related. Should we move to a new house?
Most likely.
Oh, okay.
The 8-ball says most likely. That reminds me, we have a listener question. A listener had a question for us about a similar thing. Melissa asked, is Shauna actually going to buy a new place before Laura?
It's a good question. I'll do this one. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
It says most likely.
me? Wait, that means I'm going to move first before you?
That's most likely. I mean, it's giving probabilities here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, better start packing.
All right. Shall we just start blowing through some of these listener questions?
We should, because I know that they want to know what their future holds.
Yeah. Okay. So Anna asks, will I ever have my girl?
Okay. Very doubtful. Anna.
Sorry,
the 8-ball has spoken. It's boys you. Boys, boys, boys.
I feel ya. Boys, boys, boys. That's the story of my life.
All the cats are boys. All the kids are boys.
Exactly.
What can you do? Okay, here's the next question. Aaron asks, will I ever sleep through the night again?
Ooh. Oh, no. Sorry, Aaron. My sources say no.
And those sources are so accurate. Sorry, Aaron, a lifetime.
Yeah, again, disclaimer, this is not us. I think you will sleep through the night. It's just the magic eight ball.
Yes.
Can't argue with it.
Well, Aaron has another question. I'll ask this one because I like this one.
Okay.
Will my baby have beautifully curly hair when he's a toddler?
Let's see. It is certain.
Certain. Okay.
So is it worth the trade-off? You never sleep, but yeah, cute curly hair.
I think it's worth it.
Okay.
What's next?
Sarah asks, is my child meant to be an only child? I'm 35 and she was born this year.
Let's see. Eight ball says, ask again later.
See, you just need some time. It's too soon.
Too soon. Yep. Yeah. The universe doesn't know yet. Okay. Leanne says, will baby daddy agree to number two next year?
Signs point to yes.
Oh, baby daddy's going to get on the baby train. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Hope asks, oh, I feel this one. Is my daughter going to keep kicking my ribs for the next month and a half? I'm assuming that she's pregnant.
Better not tell you now. Oh, the eight ball just wants you to experience it for yourself. Sorry.
Yeah, it's accurate. Okay.
Oh, my God. Laura, do you have another question? I want to ping pong and get some of our answers, too.
Okay, yeah. I want to know, so everyone always, like, compliments me on my red hair, which is completely paid for and manufactured, but I accept the compliments. But I have this, like, secret or not so secret desire that, like, one of my babies will end up with red hair so I can pretend like it's natural. So, Magic 8 Ball, will this baby boy have red hair?
Okay, let's see. Signs point to yes.
We'll see.
Are you excited?
Corey gets red sideburns, so I think he might have the gene hidden inside. So we'll see.
Very, very possible. I think a lot of blondes have it hidden inside. I know I certainly do, since Elle has red hair.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have another question?
Yeah. This is a very important one.
Okay.
Should I get a kitten?
Do I need to shake this? Okay, I'm just going to do it.
I know what you say. I want to know what the universe says.
Okay, the Magic 8 Ball says concentrate and ask again.
Okay, let me try again. Shana. Concentrate. I'm envisioning the kitty I want. Okay, Magic 8 Ball, should I get a kitten?
Most likely.
Yes! Let's play this for Steve. Like, sorry, Steve, the 8 Ball says yes.
I agree with the 8 Ball. So.
Oh my God, I want a kitten so bad. All right, next listener question. Journey asks, will my baby sleep through the night at 3 months?
Let's see. The Magic 8 Ball says, my reply is no. Sorry.
That was so decisive. Oh, sorry, yes. Honey. Well, maybe 4 months.
Danielle asks, will this baby be sunny side up too? Which, for people who don't know, that's like the way the baby is positioned when you're like ready to go into labor. Sunny side up means like its face is up. It's not ideal. You want to be the other way.
I thought it meant breech. Okay, so it just means the head is down, but the face is up.
Exactly, which makes it a little more difficult, but not impossible.
Okay, let's see. At 8 Ball, very doubtful.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, good news.
Okay,
good
unless that means it's breech.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Who knows? Okay, next question. Hannah says, will my toddler ever chill with these tantrums?
Oh, goodness. Okay, let's see. Ooh, sorry. Outlook not so good.
No chill.
No chill.
Based on my experience, it goes in phases. It's up and down. Sometimes they're chill and sometimes they're just losing their shit. So I think you'll have some periods of peace. But, you know, I'm no 8 Ball, so who knows?
That's true. Okay, so Mary asks, will we be able to decide on a baby name by arrival? 2 question marks.
She really wants to know. Don't count on it. Sorry. I laugh only because I didn't have a baby name when my kids were born. I mean, I had like a short list, but
yeah,
I didn't know for sure until they were born same. Like we were about to leave the hospital.
Yeah, same. We had a short list and changed our minds a couple times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question for myself. Okay. Should I start potty training before the end of this year?
Okay. Most likely.
Yeah. You know, I thought, but I really wanted something to just, you know, allow me to put it off. But I guess.
Sorry.
I wanted to get off the hook, but the eight ball has decreed it. I need to
the
start.
Eight ball, you got to do what the eight ball says.
I have to. I mean, clearly. Do you have another question?
Okay, I've got a question. Will my mom ever come around to the name August?
Outlook not so good.
Okay, no. she's stuck in her ways.
She is. Unless maybe you name the next baby August and then she'll be forced to come around.
That's true. She would be forced to come around.
I think so. All right, should we move on to some more listener questions?
Yeah. Okay, Amanda asks, will my baby learn to say mama before Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's a fun question. Let's see. Most likely.
Oh, good. Aww, that's always the best.
That's cute. That'll be so cute. A little right in time for asking mama for more turkey. So sweet. Okay. Samantha asks, am I going to want a second baby after this one? !
Let's see. You may rely on it.
Oh, you are going to want another baby.
That baby fever is strong, so I think the magic eight ball is correct.
I think so too. If you don't feel it now, just wait till that first one's around 13, 14 months old.
Yeah. Then it comes on strong. Mm-hmm.
That's why mama wants a kitten, okay? I need something tiny, cute, and cuddly in my life. Not that my kids are cuddly.
Yeah, you do.
But you know what I mean. All right, what's next?
Yes. Look, you don't have to explain kittens to me ever. I am always pro-kitten.
You are.
Okay, Amber asks, does it make a huge difference by starting solids at 4 months versus 6 months?
Oh.
This is a good question because experts disagree.
Experts disagree. So clearly the one that knows the answer is the eight ball. Without a doubt.
Okay. Whether it's a good difference or a bad difference, we don't know. So
we don't know. Does it make a difference?
We don't know what the magic eight ball knows. It just tells
what does
us yes
your
or no
magic eight ball say about that, Laura? Maybe there's a discrepancy.
Okay. Let's see. Most likely.
Okay. We have nothing else to offer beyond that. Next question is from Kelsey. She says, will my baby ever crawl? It seems like he's destined to be a rolling pin. I love that. Such a great description.
So cute. Some kids do skip crawling altogether, so let's see. Mm-hmm. It is certain
okay
you will have a crawler
you
one
will
day.
Yep, not just a rolling pin. What's next?
Okay, Kristen asks, second pregnancy is so different. Is it a girl this time?
Oh, pretty hazy. Try again.
You got to try again then.
Okay.
Or does that mean get pregnant a third time?
Let's see. I'll try again. Outlook is good.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
You'll have to write in if you hear this, Kristen, and tell us if that's true.
I know. I want to hear from everyone if these are true.
Yeah.
Okay, I have another question for myself. I need to know. I need guidance. Mm-hmm. All right. Should I sell all the crap that I've bought during quarantine and invest in a hot tub for me and Steve?
Whoa.
Please be yes. Please be yes.
Signs point to yes.
Yes, baby. Although my kids will be really sad to lose the bounce house and the trampoline and the pool, but hot tub for mama, baby.
Do it. I want one. I would have one if I could. So do it.
Oh my God. We have the space for it and everything back there. Oh, all right. Done and done. That'll be my Christmas present to myself.
Awesome.
Okay, what about you? You have a question?
So it's not it is a personal question. So my mother-in-law slid into our DMs and insisted on asking a question. Hi, Sherry. Sherry wants to know, is there a female grandbaby in my future?
Oh,
Sherry. All right, well, I can't answer. I have an answer, but let's see what the magic eight ball says.
Pretty hazy. Try again. Wow. Cannot predict now. This eight ball does not want to give your mother-in-law an answer.
Well, sorry, Sherry.
Signs point to yes.
Well, you know what? Corey has a brother.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, there you go.
You never know.
Yeah, there's other opportunities.
My sister-in-law also listens to the podcast sometimes, so she's probably listening and being like, no, she has two teenagers, and she's like, no, more.
Oh,
all right, Sherry, there you go. All right, do we have some more listener questions?
Oh, yeah, okay. Melissa says, will my baby get all four teeth in a month?
That happened to my baby, just by the way. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. Yes, definitely. Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. Buy some teethers you can pop in the fridge. Get ready now.
Yep.
Ouchie.
Okay, Brianna asks, will we have another set of twins if we try to have another baby? And in parentheses, babies. Oh, man. That's risky.
That is. Don't count on it.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, unless you wanted twins. Ooh, I don't know. I knew someone that happened to. She had a set of twins, got pregnant a couple years later, another set of twins. So she has four babies within a couple years. I know.
It's a lot.
A lot of cuddly little cuties.
I know. I kind of love the idea of twins because there's just so many babies.
I know.
Okay, so we're going to close out our listener questions with just one final awesome question.
Yes. Katie asks, is my baby a genius?
Well, obviously, but let's see what the magic eight ball says. Let's see. Signs point to yes.
Woohoo!
Okay, let's just finish with a few questions about the show, Big Fat Positive. Okay. I have one.
All right.
So I've been wanting to get like a big celebrity guest to come on the show. Every time any celebrity gets pregnant, I'm like, they should be on our show.
Amy Schumer! Like,
Amy Schumer. I really want to get Amy Schumer on our show. So, will we ever get a big celebrity guest on our show?
Okay, eight ball. Yes. Just yes. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Y-E-S, baby.
That is so definitive. All right. I better start sending Amy Schumer that, like a letter or something.
I know. A letter.
I get out my quill and pen and write her a long form letter.
Send it by Pony Express.
Yes. All right. Do you have any questions about our show?
Yeah. I have one last question about our show. Eight ball. And I apologize to my coworkers and boss for asking this, but 8-Ball, will we ever be able to quit our day jobs and just work on the podcast?
Oh, come on, Digital 8-Ball.
Fingers crossed.
Without a doubt.
I'm so excited. I didn't necessarily believe in the 8-Ball until it gave us these last two answers, Laura, so clearly there's truth here.
All right. I think we have to believe it. Oh, well, I'm so excited about the future, but I think we should take a quick break and come back with our BFPs for Halloween.
Okay, let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products. They're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolavie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
Lolavie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at lolavie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, so we are back, and for this very special Halloween episode, we are just going to do some BFPs, because what is negative about Halloween? I'm going to say nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing bad about Halloween. So, I want to know, Shauna, if you have a BFP to share with us that's Halloween related.
I do. My BFP is hay. Hey, H-A-Y, the stuff that horses eat, right?
Okay, got it.
So I
familiar.
Yes. So I mentioned earlier that we kind of created a mini haunted pumpkin patch in part of our backyard. And at first I was skeptical of the idea. I bought, you know, all these decorations with the idea that we'd put them out front and, you know, just share them with the neighborhood. And we got them. And Steve's like, why don't we set them up back here? And then like the kids can see them more and play with them. And I was like, I don't know. And once we started setting up, I just took that ball running, right? As I do. And I got obsessed with the idea. And I was like, well, if we're going to do that, we need to put all of the scarecrows back here and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and we need to get some bales of hay and set it up like a real pumpkin patch. And it'll be so cute for pictures and stuff. But then I'm like, where the hell do I get hay? I have
no idea. Like literally no clue.
No clue. So I consulted my neighborhood Facebook group, as you do. And it's like, where do I get hay? And a lot of people chimed in. They're like, oh, try a pet feed store. Like not like PetSmart, right? But there's a lot of feed stores up here, I guess, because horse riding and horse owning is kind of big up in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you live kind of in like a horse area, a horse owner area. Yeah,
there's a couple ranches and some trails and stuff. And I was like, oh, interesting. So they recommended this store called Cahoots. K-A-H-O-O-T-S. And I called them and I was like, do you do curbside pickup? Yes, we do. Do you sell hay? And she's like, yeah, we have a huge hay warehouse. I'm like, sweet. Can I buy some hay for my backyard pumpkin patch? I mean, I think this lady thought I was crazy, but I was just like, I need some bales of hay for my backyard. And sure enough, I placed the order, had no clue how big these hay bales were going to be, but I bought them. I'm like, buy three. And then I hung up and I'm like, Steve, I just impulsively bought a bunch of hay from Goats. Will you go pick it up in our car, our Toyota Camry? He's like,
our Toyota Camry.
He's like, how big are they? I'm like, I don't know. Who cares? I'm sure you can like fit them in. So he's like looking online, like how big are bales of hay? Because I'm like, I don't want to call back and ask, right? Because I already feel like an asshole for being like, can I buy hay for my backyard? And so he went over there and they're ginormous. They're like so big, like 40 inches long and just like these big, huge rectangles. And he could only fit two in his car, in our car, even though I'd paid for three. And like one is like in the back seat, one sticking through. Anyway, it's like half sticking out of the trunk, you know. He came home and we carry him in. Hay is flying everywhere. Hay is just everywhere in my car, which I'm allergic to, by the way, like the second I get in my car.
Oh, God,
now,
Shauna, why did you not lead with this information?
I have no idea. I'm like, oh, I gotta run to the pharmacy or whatever. And I get in the car and like full body itching. I'm like, God, it must be the hay. There's so much hay in my car.
Oh my God.
But anyway, like that's, you know, the BFP is that it's awesome. We set up this cute little like hay thing and I'm like, Elle loves climbing, you know, and they, it's firm enough that they can climb all over it. And I'm definitely taking my autumn pictures back there in my backyard with some pumpkins. And I just called and canceled and got a refund on my third bale because two was enough.
Dare I ask so how big. Much a bale of hay costs in Los Angeles County?
Oh, what would you guess?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Like, I have literally no idea. I'm going to go with $30-ish.
$10.99, dude.
What?
That's it. That's why I was like, give me three. $35 on hay. This is going to complete my backyard. I was thrilled. So I had to share this because A, it just made me so happy. And B, if you want to buy hay for your holiday decorations, go to Cahoots. And there's other places like that around. I said like Red Barn is a good choice, but yeah, it's like you can totally buy bales of hay. And I did not know.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, right now there's some listeners in like more rural farming communities who are like, you guys, of course you can buy hay. Like it's a commodity. Anyway, but we live in a city, y'all.
Oh, I'm such a city girl. This is blowing my mind. Of course, now I'm like, well, shit, when, like, the holiday season's over, I've got to find a horse owner to give yeah. this to, because what am I going to do with
actually,
all this hay?
You know what? I will take some of it off your hands if we can do, like, a socially distant drop-off, because I actually need some. I have strawberries growing, and I need to put something underneath them, like, as mulch, and I was going to get straw. Did you know strawberries are called strawberries, I think, because you are supposed to, like, mulch them with straw so
what?
That they stay dry. Yeah. So,
no
and
way.
I, sourcing straw has been a difficulty, and I noticed that you can get, like, bales of straw, but I don't need a freaking bale of straw.
You
so.
Don't. It weighs about 65 pounds. You don't
Jesus
need
Jesus Christ.
It took the two of us to carry it into the backyard. We eventually just ended up rolling it side over side because it was too damn heavy.
I need like two handfuls of it if possible.
Girl, I can hook you up. I can hook you up with the hay.
Awesome. Awesome. Oh my God.
So great. So that's my BFP. What's yours?
Amazing. This is not what I expected. Mine is like so much more on track. Okay.
Okay.
So mine is actually this store that I found where I got my little like basketball pregnancy shirt.
Oh, cute. Okay.
I found it on Etsy. They're called 3D Maternities.
Oh.
So it's like the number 3, the letter D, M-A-T-E-R-N-I-T-E-S, T-E-E-S, like 3D
cute.
Maternities. And they have an Etsy shop and they have a website and they just have a lot of really cute maternity shirts. And I ordered it, arrived super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this one comes with like this little net thing you put around it so you look like you're a basketball hoop. But they also have all these cute like a stork, you know, your belly is like the bag and the stork is carrying it. And it has like can have the baby's name on it or what, you know, what month they're due in and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Oh, cute.
They have a little like snowman shirt so your belly can even look like a snowman or a little gift for they have like a Hanukkah one and a Christmas one and
mm-hmm.
they have a pot of gold like a oh, yeah. at the end of a rainbow so they just have they're cute you know they're a little cheesy but you want to be a little I don't know I like cheesy I think that
yeah.
it's kind of fun
it is fun and it is great for this time of year if people are looking to dress up and do something fun for Halloween with
exactly
their bellies.
Exactly or if you're due in you know March they have the pot of gold for St. Patrick's Day or they have mm-hmm. Valentine's Day all that stuff so they have like flowers for spring and so yeah it's cute it's
Very
a really
cute,
cute little shop
yeah
so I just and I think they're based out of North Carolina, and it seems like they're a small business. So wanted to give them a shout out because I really like my little basketball shirt, and it was exactly what I was looking for.
Yay!
And
that's
yeah,
so cute.
We'll post pictures for sure.
Yes.
When maybe I doubt I'll be able to get Corey into his costume before Halloween, but we'll see. We'll see.
I hope so.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it for me. I think that's all the Halloween content I have stored within me.
Same here. Yes, same here. Well, that was really fun. Of course, we want to know what you all are doing for Halloween, what you're going to dress up as, what you're going to dress your kiddos up as. So please reach out, share with us, share everything, share on our social media. We want to hear from you. Where can everyone reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can send us an email. You can include a voice memo in that email if you want to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. And you can join our Facebook community group. Just search Big Fat Positive Community. We're a private group, so you have to answer the 2 membership questions to join. Once you get approved, you're in, and you can talk about all kinds of amazing things we're having conversations in there about. We're talking about when to switch to solids. We're talking about sleeping through the night. We're talking about maternal mental health. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, as well as the cute baby pictures that I always mention.
Well, there's probably also going to be a really great baby Halloween costume thread going on soon. So I'm very jazzed about that.
Oh, good point. Mm-hmm. Yes. So please come join us for that.
Mm-hmm. If you love our show, please give us a rating or review wherever you listen and spread the word. Let your friends know about Big Fat Positive. Our show is produced by Laura Burek, Sean Amico, and Steve Yeager. Have a spooky Halloween. See you next time.
Happy Halloween. Bye.